Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Father, we give you all the praise. All the praise, all the glory. 1 Samuel 7:12. Before I get into trouble, 1 Samuel 7:12. Lord, to you be all the glory. You know, I heard a song, to you. That's what I'm singing. No, I'm not saying we should sing. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called its name Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. Say, the Lord has helped me. I'll shout it like you believe it. Say, the Lord has helped me. You know, in the Old Testament, after they win battles, this was after Samuel won a battle. You know, the Lord won a battle for them. Remember with the Philistines. They had an issue and they were scared. And the first thing, if you remember this story, the first thing Prophet Samuel told them was to go and remove their gods, every other gods. You see, it was so interesting when I was reading the story, because how can Israel be worshipping different, not just one god, they were worshipping Baal and several other gods. Different people had their gods. How can Israel come to a point, how did they metamorphose to this point, that they are not worshipping Jehovah again, they are worshipping every other god? What happened to them? This is after several years that Moses, God through Moses, brought them out of the Egypt, right? And through Joshua continued some several journeys and won several victories for them. And here we are with Prophet Samuel. And same Israel are not just worshipping one God, they are worshipping diverse gods. I don't know if media, just look at the Bible there. Give me that part where Samuel told them to make sure they destroy all of their gods. I don't know if it's verse 8 or verse 3 or something. If you don't look at it, you'll see it there. They had to destroy several other gods when they were praying to the Lord for help. Lord, help us. You know, it's so amazing that they had other gods or they had juju in their house and they were praying to God to help them. It's so amazing. What happened to them? The first picture I want to paint here is familiarity. You know, they were just playing religion. Because God has helped them several times, they became so familiar with the presence of God. They became so familiar with the power of God that they had the impetus to go somewhere and they say, carry water, pour salt inside. Read Psalm 23 three times. Those are juju stuff. Then drink the water and the salt. You know, some of you want me to say they carry you to Ahmad Yoha. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Go somewhere, they say carry two birds, white pigeons. Pray, then release them. If they fly, you'll be victorious. If they don't fly, you're not victorious. Those are juju. After a while, Israel worshipping several other gods, the same Israel that God parted the Red Sea for, gave them countless victories. What happened? Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, if you return to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the what? From among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. It's not like God doesn't want to help them, but they were destroying themselves already. Do you know what made them prune for destruction? The Bible says when you break the earth, the serpent will strike. They were already worshipping every other god. That is why powerful Israel now under the mercies of the Philistines. Powerful Israel under the mercy. At some point in your life, when it seems like trials and tribulation are taking a hold of you, circumstances that weigh you down, a lot of times check your devotion to the Lord. It has actually weighed down. You don't used to pray the way you used to pray. You don't used to fear and reverence God the way you used to do it. That's why these things have come. Because anytime we behave wrongly, every time our hearts are turned away from the Lord, we give Satan the permission to come into our lives. Are we here tonight? So even though God wants to help us by his grace, a lot of times God will not leave you to be all within the parameters of the devil and still be saying he wants to help you. Because if he helps you, you will still be destroyed by the devil. Now imagine God saves them right now. They'll still go back to their foreign gods. And tomorrow again, they'll still be prone for destruction. Satan will come again. Because the door is eternally open for Satan to come. Why? On the strength of them worshipping what? Other gods. You see that now? So God wants to deliver them completely. The first thing he said, go and take away your jujus. Go and remove all of those things. But the first point, like I said, I wanted to make it. How the hell did Israel come to this point? They are worshipping every other god. It is possible for a Christian who was once sound in the things of God. Alright? Who was once so much committed to God. To start doing anyhow. It is very, very possible. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 2. It says you should be careful. Let's read it. Hebrews 2 from verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 2 from verse 1. It should be in verse 1 or 2. Therefore, we must give the more what? Earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away, given the TPT rendition. So it is possible to drift away. It says, this is why it is so critical that we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truth that we have heard. Not the ones who have not heard, though. It is possible to hear this truth, all right, and not be paying close attention to the truth you have heard. I mean, you are coming to church, you are hearing the word, but it's not productive on your inside because you are not paying close attention to what you have heard. So you go back, Satan tries to steal it through activities. He creates situations and circumstances just to steal the word. Why do you think that anytime you are faced with trials, the first thing that comes to your heart, the first thing that is highlighted is what you have been preached to? That's the first thing that Satan begins to attack. The word of God is so powerful that if it comes into your heart, Satan can deploy all of his arsenals from hell to make sure that one seed of God's word in your heart will not prosper. That's how powerful the word of God is. We saw in the book of Matthew 13 that when the good master planted the seed, he said the enemy came in the night and what? Planted the wrong seeds. Isn't it? The funny thing is that it is where God planted that Satan wants to plant. It is you that is sound now, so strong in the Lord that Satan is timing. He wants you to come to that point that people will look at you and say, see this pastor, see that leader. Hey, you don't live like this. And you guys get what I'm trying to say? He's always interested where God is interested. And that's not the point I wanted to read in that Matthew 13. The Bible now says, because of the word in you, the seed of God's word in you, Satan brings trials and tribulations your way. You start seeing plenty difficulties your way. Because of the seed of God's word on your inside. He just wants to prove to you that what you have been hearing is nonsense. Are you listening to me? So even though you had a testimony yesterday, look at the children of Israel. Red Sea parted before their eyes. Red Sea parted. They had countless victories. They finally entered the promised land. And now they are worshipping other gods. Other gods. How did that happen? People who saw the power of God. What happened to them? Just the way sometimes we tell you stories, we are shocked that in our generation, somebody will stand up and tell you that this thing is not a sin. That thing, there was a generation that was not even a topic. All they were doing is just talking about God's power and enjoying God's grace. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But we metamorphosed to a point that we will ask the question, is this a sin for a Christian? Some of the things they haven't asked is even laughable. It's not something we should even ask. As we come to church, nobody is supposed to condemn anybody. I always tell my members, never condemn anybody's dressing in this church. If they are coming for the first time or for some time, not so long, maybe 1 or 2 years, leave them the way they are. If they are ladies and they are tempting you, throw your face away. But of course, with time, they will change. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? With time, they will change. There was a guy that used to drive me. Anytime we travel to Abuja, they will stop us like 5 times on the road because of his hair. He did this hair that's like Bob Marley, you know, it's just down. And I didn't discriminate him. I like the way he drives. He's very good with driving. So I said he should be driving me. But I knew that this thing would cause a small problem. So anytime they stop him, they'll first say, give me your phone. He will now say, I'm driving my pastor. They'll now wind down at the back and see me. So that's okay, you can go, we can go. Can go. But every time they stop him, they want to check his phone. Because they were thinking he's the only one. Nobody's at the front most times, so he's the only one at the front. So one day, when we got to Abuja, in the night, they stop us again somewhere. I said, hi, this thing is too much. So they're quarreling and shouting. And I came out. I went to the man straight, the yoga. I said, sir, I'm pastor. I don't introduce myself as pastor. That day I introduced myself. I wanted everything to help me today. I said, I'm Pastor Simon Thomas, and this man is somebody I'm working on. He's not a bad person. He's very good. Just that he likes that hairstyle. And I'm going for a ministry shot, blah, blah, blah. The man looked at me, he contemplated, finally said, we can go. So when I was in the hotel, I was telling God, I was just praying. I said, God, all of these battles are not necessary. We can avoid all of these things with just one haircut. One haircut. I said, God, please speak to your son. He's your son. Speak to him. I don't want to talk to him so that he will feel bad. I feel like I'm condemning him. Because he's born again, he loves the Lord. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So I don't want to make him to fear. See, because you know another thing is that in other churches, you even see people like that. So maybe if I talk to you, you'll be feeling like, which kind of church is this that they are telling people? In those, I will go to that church that they used to allow this kind of hair. So I was quite careful. One day I prepared that I'll speak to him. So I already prepared my mind that after church, I was going to call him to the office and I'll talk to him and instruct him to cut his hair. As I was in church, I was looking for him. I couldn't see him. So I said, where is David? They now said he's on the camera. I looked at him. He had barbed one fine low cut. See how God works. Fine. He looked more handsome than he was. I'm not saying he was ugly. Are we together? Because I'm sure he's watching. Hallelujah to Jesus. And that solved all of our problems. The next time we were traveling, it was a smooth ride. Pew! Even him too is sad. They are calling him. But those days, they'll say, my friend, they already suspected. You know, Nigeria is such a wonderful nation that if they look at you driving a car, they'll just know, they'll feel that you don't deserve. Because they are standing on the road, they don't have car. How dare you have car? It's such a funny nation. In other countries, people start driving cars from 15, 16. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But Africa has conditioned us with suffering. And they want us to be familiar with suffering. Say, my days of suffering are over. I can never suffer in my life. Now say it like you mean it. You know, people that don't want to stop suffering, they don't want to say it. They like using Tinubu as an excuse. This administration was suffering. By suffering. Say, I can never suffer in my life. No matter the condition of a jungle, a lion will never eat grass. We are children of God. No matter the situation of this nation, we are on top. Say, I'm on top. Never be next. See, you say it to see it. You don't see it and say it. That's the law. God said, let there be, and there was. So you say to see. As Christians, you follow God's pattern. Don't be declaring your problems. Declare what you want to see. Declare your breakthroughs. Say, I have more than enough. In the name of Jesus. Say, my days of lack are over. In the name of Jesus. For the Lord has helped me. The Lord has helped me. So they repented. They turned away from their gods. They used to have God's power so much, like I was saying. They became familiar with the presence of God. They started playing religion. Started worshiping every other God. You know, years ago, where we used to attend. My parents used to be Catholic like me. But we are all now Pentecostal. Hallelujah to Jesus. So where? See the way my mom is looking at me? Well, she's a Pentecostal. Where we used to attend. One of those days, I remember I was in church and I saw somebody going to take the communion with their back. And I told my friend, look at that woman, she's going. I don't want to say what I saw completely. My goodness. She was going with her back like this. But everybody was seeing her going like this. I said, can you see that woman? He said, what happened? She's going with her back. So no, she's going with her front. Are you okay? I said, this one does not understand what I'm saying. As I explained, I became more stupid. I said, look at, she's going with her back. And they gave her. So I said, Jesus Christ, They gave her the body of Christ. Do you understand? I said something is wrong somewhere. So I began to study that woman very carefully. I found out she's a witch. Of course, from that day I knew she was a witch. She went with her back, nobody saw, so she was a witch. How did she do that magic? When I found out, you know, demonic presence, you could just go close to people, you feel demonic, but they are coming to church, they are in a department. And as I'm saying, as some people are looking at me strangely, he's saying some fairy tales. Listen, if you are a Christian, the Bible said in the book of Galatians, say if you are a Christian, you should live in the spirit, not in the flesh. You can't be a Christian listening to David Doe and Whiskey that want to see in the spirit. How? You can't see anything. I dare you, it's not pride. I'm telling you truth. I'm telling you fact. I was with my wife somewhere. I told her somebody is the guy wants to shake me. Old man, he stole their land, so he sold it. He gave him the land to watch, he stole it, he sold it. And he heard I was the one coming. He wanted to shake. I saw some things on his hands. His hands were looking terrible. I don't know how to explain it, but it's demonism. So when he was coming, he just shake. Ah, Pastor, how are you? I said, why do you want to shake me? It was a strange activity. She was in the car, I told her to enter the car. He said, no, I just want to greet you. I said, okay, bring your hand. I held the hand very well. I strung my hand. We carry generator electricity. We are shaking somebody with transformer. Transformer, not Mikano. Mikano and Apas your neighbor. You know, Apas your neighbor, they used to mix fuel and engine oil. And those ton. How many of you use that? They will buy friends, they put engine oil, so sorry about. You will not miss it like this, miss it. And Paul, I don't use the old one, so it is blue. You know, your hair goes so old. You carry that kind of electricity and you want to shake, you know. And some people think it's pride. It's not pride. Paul said, let us boast about these things. Listen, somebody with a little edge of spirituality will destroy your life. As long as they have anything spiritual in their life, they have an edge over you. It's not a joke. This is not a matter of English. And this is not a matter of being optimistic. Have you heard of Tab in Timland? Witchcraft in other land. And I was watching somebody's post. He said he had one thing like that. He called it ambi something. It's a sickness. That he could not do anything for 1 year. I said, oh my God. You can't be a child of God and they give you ambi sickness. Say he was just, something like that. He could not do anything for 1 year. And they say, how do you solve the problem? Say, well, I'll go to talk to some elders in the village. They'll be watching our lives for us. Some elders in the village will be watching your life for you. Elders with eternal life are protecting you with eternal life. You lead your elders to Christ. You don't go and meet them and say, watch our life. You lead them to Christ. They too, they are worshiping Tav. Everybody is Tav. A kingdom cannot be against themselves. I was talking to one elder. I said they used to agree to kill somebody in the village. Say two people can agree and say, maybe they are trying to kill you, find trouble here and find there. So two of them, why not kill the meeting spiritually? Now that one you want to kill. Okay. And carved off. But we could come and kill that two of us. I heard something like that. Then one time they said, you will not give money to somebody on the hand. Then any money you want to give, you should transfer. I said, which kind of fun it is? That means that demon is not even a school demon. It's a local demon. If I give somebody money, they can kill me. But if I transfer, they cannot kill me. What's a local demon? They don't see the lies. Appropriate, yes. Why do you think Lobosso is a stop? Why is he only on the SRV? Tell that to Lobosso. If they touch Huma to conscience where to sit down, it's full blow there. They don't want a piece of travel for that. See, witches are just useless set of people. witches and wizards, they are not, you know, Paul said something, he said food meant for, are they put it by us? Then when they serve their thing, you carry it and eat. They carry coat and keep up. You know, when you don't understand this God so much, you think we'll be proud. You that Papa goes before, you think we'll be proud. You know, as I'm talking, as somebody that Papa good nice, but say they are discriminating my sacrifice. They are looking down my sacrifice. I know almost that ram cost. I know how much. I was counseling a lady many years ago on campus. Say she took ram to sacrifice the river baby for one mala. I said, did you see? He said, no, the mala told us go well, okay. Say. Do you know what they did for to pass exam? They be having skills, so they went to Kiram to pass exam. And they see Peoro. And that's why they came to my office, because they failed. The ram, the blood of the lamb, ram, did not speak. Did not speak. I will have killed ram. How much of the ram? So it's 1,000. It did not speak, so they spilled. Oh, darling. Hallelujah to Jesus. We don't fancy all of those rubbish. You want to pass exam, read book. Are you kidding, Lampo? If you like, kick cow, you still fail. If you don't read. I asked her a question. I said, did you see what the man did with the ram? I said, no, she knew he burnt it. I said, David sacrificed the hook to his stomach. It's funny. I remember Archbishop Bessie Dawusak. He finished passing on a mountain. He wanted to go. You know, some people sacrificing boiled yam. Do you know those boiled soft yam? With red oil. They now splash salt on the red oil. How many of you have eaten that before? Dear Jesus. Especially when you are very hungry. And it's hot. There's a way the thing is to enter your esophagus. He said he was seeing the steam rise from the yam. Those days is not Fanta, it's Mirinda. They kept it by the side and they now praised their God and left. He went there, sat down and ate it and told the God to join him. He did not join him. When he finished, he stood up and left. The next day he came and bent again and was watching them. They were now happy that their God is. See, these things, they don't matter. Are you listening to me? Did you understand what I'm trying to say? The Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm showing you how God has helped us in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, God would tell them, do this. And of course, he wanted them to repent. And I painted the picture then. The reason why he wanted them to repent is so that tomorrow, when he helps them today, Satan will not come again. Because our wrong behaviors always pave way for Satan to come. So in the New Testament, he finished the job. He sacrificed himself. And by sacrificing himself, he dealt with sin. Sin and the nature of sin, the acts of sin, the nature of sin. That's what I mean. In other words, whatever will cause us to sin has been dealt with. So that we will not miss the mark. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? We will not disobey God and by so doing, pave the way for Satan to always come into our lives. So you see, in the New Testament, we'll be called into eternal victory. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because God is not only going to help us, He has given us everything we need for life and godliness. All the grace that it will take to say no to Satan has been given to you. Don't weigh yourself by how you are seeing yourself in the mirror. See yourself according to God's word. You are who God says that you are. In Colossians 3:3, the Bible said the real you is hidden in God in Christ Jesus. Christ is the word. Meaning when you read the word of God, you see the real you. The real you is born again. The real you is full of the Holy Spirit. The real you houses God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You house God. God lives in you. You know, one day I was telling my wife, when we were growing up, there's this choreography everybody has almost done. But we didn't know the meaning. He lives in me. Yeah. Remember that song? We'll just be dancing it. It's a powerful song. He lives in us. Hallelujah. He lives in us. How can I fear? When God lives in me, then somebody is pressing me in the night. Who would they press? Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I know who I am. I know somebody saying, Pastor, be careful, else you'll die. The people that were careful have died. But fear is slim. See, my life is not, nobody is keeping me alive. Only God is keeping me alive. Now, this is not a call to go and disrespect people, no. But what I'm trying to say is that stay. Be so confident of who God has called you to be. Be so confident in God and in His Word. God has helped us in that He died for us, was buried for us, and what? Resurrected for us. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let me show you the words of Paul. See how he says it in the book of Acts 26. A beautiful way he said it. Acts 26:22. He said, therefore, having obtained help from God. You see that? He's not trying to obtain it. He has obtained it. He said, having obtained help from God. Say, I've obtained help from God. I'm seeing that this pound is not reaching everybody. I understand your pain. Give a look over. Don't worry, man. Next Sunday, we'll try to add more pounds. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some people are sweating. It's not nice. Therefore, having obtained help from God. Help from God. So I've obtained it. Is it to this day I stand? I've obtained help of God, so I'm standing. When we say Jehovah Ebenezer, it doesn't mean we should be saying, wait, God, come and help. You look at the word and see how He has helped you. Do you understand, Percy? Look at the word, see how He has helped you, then stand on it. Standing on the promises of God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, God has helped me. When He died on the cross, what did He say? It is. Tetelestai is the Greek word. It is when you do, it's like this, when you do a business with somebody in the Old Testament, in their world. When you are done, let's say I buy this, I give you some money, and you give me, right? When you give me, what do I say? Tetelestai. It is sealed. Meaning Jesus has paid the price. Everything is done. He doesn't need to do anything again. He can't do anything again. He has done everything He can ever do. That's why when Paul was saying, help me, he said, no, help has already been displayed upon the face of the earth. Paul cried to the Lord 3 times to help him. He said, no, my grace is what? Perfect in weakness. Meaning what I have released on the earth is enough. He said, my strength is perfect in weakness. My grace is sufficient for you. Say, God's grace is sufficient for me. For He has helped me. What am I doing today? I'm helping you discover that sufficient grace. I'm helping you discover it. That's why Paul said, we have received. We are not going to receive. He said, we have received all that we need for life and godliness. Your businesses are not going well. You don't cry to God. You speak to the business. You apply the right principles. And I always tell business people, God, you can't be in business and not be honoring God in the business. You don't honor God with your mouth. You honor God with your mouth. It's there with praise, then substance. Whether it's 2 naira you are making, remove 5 naira. 2 naira, remove 0.5 naira. And say, Lord, I honor you with this. As a proof that you are the one in charge of my business. You can't be saying that you are doing business. And you are honoring God just with your mouth. Lord, I thank you. And anything about God, you are not involved. Humbly speaking, it doesn't work that way. No matter how small. You know, some people will be like, is it this small business that I will remove? I don't like giving God 5,000. 5,000 is too small. Give God the 5,000. In fact, if you can't give God the 5,000, dash it. Dash the 5,000 out. You see, the reason why you can't dash it is because you can't actually keep God. You are just hiding it. You're hiding your greed with humility. You are not that humble. What you cannot do small, you cannot do so much. It is He that is faithful in little that is faithful in what? In plenty. And that's why once in a while we have times like this, we come to honor God. If not, we become familiar like the Israelites. We'll start deploying other means. That's why you see that you find Christians in church. After a while, you will see them doing rubbish in the world. I mean, Christians who are in their office collecting bribe. And they are in a church. They attend a particular church. Take for instance, Akpabio was doing Thanksgiving. Last 2 weeks, after refusing to accept the electoral reform policy. Now I ask myself, which kind of church is that one? What Thanksgiving is that? But if we have leaders, are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They will say no to evil. He can't even dare to come to that place. They will tell him, go and repent. Leaders like Samuel. Did you see Samuel in the Bible, what he did in 1 Samuel 7? He told Saul, are you okay? No, Matt. He said, are you okay? You know, sharing with leaders yesterday, Samuel came late for a meeting. Late! Without excuse. He didn't send his servant to come and tell Saul, I'm going to come late. No prior excuse.
The king and his domain. Everybody are waiting for one man of God.
At a point, Saul said, now me be king. Why would they wait for one man somewhere? Me. Somebody now came and hyped him small. You know this hype man? King Saul, you that killed this, you that. I want man, one Jew man. And King Saul was angry at some point. He said, come and display, kill the sacrifice, kill it. What's that? Rubbish. And Samuel just showed up to stop. As he saw Samuel, he said, ah, sir, you have come. Became humble again. He said, what am I saying like this? Should be the Lord said nothing should be sacrificed. He said, no, the people said that we should not. Have you met people like that? I said, blame, no, they are putting it on other people's head. He is king, he's saying the people said, instead of wasting this meat, let's sacrifice it to God. They say, waste meat. You are telling God, no, take meat. We don't want to waste it. And what is Samuel telling him? He said, for obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. Obedience is better than what? Sacrifice. You know, be saying, God, one day, when I blow, I'll give you something. Mm-mm. He has already put a system for the way you should do things right now. Because it is he that is faithful right now that will be faithful tomorrow. I tell you, listen, humbly speaking, not trying to cajole nobody. This is why I think some Christians are suffering financially. Because they don't know how to honor God. I tell you the truth. A lot of times you are the one limiting yourself. Look at the parable of the talents. Jesus gave one, he gave one, two, he gave one, three, isn't it? The one with the two multiply, the one with the three multiply, the one with one did not multiply. We would have thought he's a humble man. What did he tell God at the end? He said, Father, because I respect you so much and I didn't want to spoil this seed, I kept it and now I'm giving you back. Take it the way you gave it. What did Jesus tell him? He said, you wicked and ungrateful servant. We didn't know that guy was an ungrateful and wicked person till Jesus spoke. It was painted as if he was a humble person. But Jesus said, you are a wicked person. You are ungrateful. In other words, he was ungrateful for receiving one. Was jealous that other people had two and three. And he kept this one and returned it back like that. In other words, God is trying to speak to us that I that gave somebody three and two is the same person that gave somebody one. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to explain. Me that gave somebody three and gave somebody two is the same person that gave somebody what? One. And you have to recognize that even though what you have today is small, God gave you. And he wants to see your faithfulness from this smallness yet. You can't claim that if you have three, you'll be faithful. What are you doing with the one? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You got to be faithful from the one, from the small. And Jesus likes people that acknowledge him. God likes people that acknowledge him. Remember the point where he healed somebody that was a leper? He healed over 10 of them and one of them came back. What did he ask? He said, where are the 9? Where are they? Meaning he was expecting them to come and thank him. And if you read that story carefully, they were not perfectly well. Look at it carefully. If you read it carefully, Jesus does say, go and be made whole. In other words, he became completely healed after Thanksgiving. Now, it paints a picture that probably they received the healing to a fair percentage. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And instead of coming to thank, probably some of them say, okay, well, it's not really complete. We'll continue from here afterwards. But that one said, for the little you have done for me yet, let me come and tell you thank you, sir. And when he said thank you, Jesus said, go back and be made whole. The Bible said when he left, he was completely made whole. You see that? Could it be that God has given you the one yet to see if you acknowledge him so that you enter into the wholeness? Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? That's why we put every end of the month to thank the Lord. It is expedient. We can't be living all through the year and not be acknowledging him. Look at Israel. All of a sudden, they are worshipping other gods. But when they have problems, they will still come back to God. And what did God instruct them to do? Take away every other gods. I've said this side of acknowledging God and thanking God, but this other part too. If you learn to acknowledge God very, very often, you will not worship any other gods. That's why we have a culture like this. If every month and everybody is coming to say, God, thank you for what you have done. You are my God. You are my Father. Nobody will be thinking about what any other gods. But they didn't have a culture of thanksgiving, where they will gather and acknowledge this problem. They only used to behave like most people. When they have problems, they remember God. Never be like that. Never be like that. That you only remember God in your crisis, in your problem. Remember Him in the good times. Acknowledge Him in the good times. In fact, that's what He honors even more. Are you listening to me? Finally, like I was trying to explain, the help of God has been revealed to us in the New Testament, in that Jesus died for us, was what? Buried for us, and what? Resurrected for us. I want to touch on the aspect of living above sin. We have received the help of God to live and reign above sin. We can't be limited. It's our help. If you look at this story here, the Bible said Samuel now put a stone. That stone represents Jesus prophetically. Alright? Who is our rock? The chief cornerstone. He's not mud, he's rock. Bible said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as what? Mount Zion. They can what? That you are saying, God help me, does not mean you are a weakling. If he truly has helped you, you should be like Mount Zion that can never be what? Shaken. And listen, the good thing in the New Testament is that He has already helped us in His death, burial, what? Resurrection. Let's see in Romans 6:6. We always read it. From verse 6, everyone read. Romans 6 and 6. Want to read? Knowing these that are what? Church, can we read together? Knowing these that are what? Was what? That what? Might be what? That we should no longer be what? Slaves of sin. Glory to God. Say, I'm not a slave of sin. You see what He has done for us? So wonderful. Give me from verse 5. Give me in the NLT's rendition. NLT. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death. Okay, since we have been united with Him in His death, we will also be raised to life as He was. Next part of scripture. It then says, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified. Our old sinful selves. See how God has helped us. We're what? Are not going to be. That's why I'm saying now what I'm giving you is information of what has happened. Your old self has been crucified. You just realize it and walk in the glory. Are you listening to me? And that's why Jesus said, you will know the truth. The truth will make you free. It has been established 2,000 years ago. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified. That part of us that could sin, that has the potency to sin, has been dealt with. It has been destroyed with Christ. So that sin might lose its power in our lives. How many of you were crucified with Christ? By baptism. You believe so? Sin has been done away with. That's what the Bible says. You have to believe these things. Listen, you're not struggling with sin. You are just walking in ignorance. You are not struggling with sin. If you understand this thing and believe it, go beyond becoming a mental center. Sin can never have power over you. No, it can't. Glory to God. It can't. So that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. We are no longer, they say, I'm no longer a slave. Now I'm not feeling that fire. Say, I'm no longer a slave to sin. Say with conviction one more time. I am no longer. That's what the Bible said. That's what God is saying. Whose report will you believe? Is it anybody that sang that nobody can be perfect? God said you are not a slave to sin. And He also said that be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. How many of you are born again? Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Spirit. Then you can never be subjected to sin. In fact, see how the Bible said in the Amplified rendition. Amplified rendition. I want everyone to read. Want to read. For we know that our old self, our world, without the Holy Ghost, that old nature is without what? The Holy Spirit was what? Nailed to the cross. Oh, glory to God. You know, when you read things like this, they set you on fire.
In order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we will no longer be slaves to sin. Let's see it again in the TPT rendition. We're going to read again. Show you how God has helped us, Ebenezer. One, two, read. Could it be any clearer that our former identity is now and forever deprived of its power? For we were co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us. You see that? Isn't that beautiful? So that we would not continue to live one moment longer submitted. See, I'm not going to live one moment longer. One moment. And after this service, bye-bye to see. Now, if you find yourself in church listening to things like this, uncomfortable with sin, you are in a trap. You are in a trap. And I tell you, you are somebody that doesn't listen. You don't think yourself any other good. You know, I met a lady one time. I was counseling her. She told me how she was in a wrong relationship and they were messing up with her. And I said to her, and you were listening to God's word? What is happening with you? I said, you are probably just a mental assenter. You just get excited at the moment when you listen. You don't go back home to really pay attention to what you are there. Else, see, one of the first things the world will do is that it will kill low self-esteem. For a lady who allows a guy to do that to her, she has low self-esteem. No guy is so important to use you and dump you. No guy. No guy under heaven. No matter how ugly they think you look, you know who you are. You read the word, it says you have been carefully and wonderfully crafted. Carefully. Sorry to say, but you've seen ladies who we think they are not fine, marrying some of the most handsome men you've ever seen. Why? The way they carry themselves. The way they carry them, the way they adore themselves. Are you listening to me? The most beautiful people, I tell you, are not the ones that really have beautiful faces. They are the ones with beautiful hearts. I know that I've seen a lot of ugly people looking fine. Ugly people looking fine. I remember my days in BSU. One time I remember this lady. How some guys were mocking her in the confab. One day after praying, tears filled my eye. I called her. And I said, they are mocking you. Why are they mocking you? And she burst into tears and started telling me the stories. They took her back, almost everybody in the compound, and now they insult her when she passed. I told me she wants to receive Jesus. Few years later, she became strong in the Lord. You know, one of the most amazing things, I thought she would leave the compound. She did not leave. She still stayed in the compound. Nobody could talk to her anyhow again. Now she's filled with the Holy Spirit. Praying in other tongues. Committed. I was not having a church that time. She was committed to a church and led her to, in the choir. Became so serious. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why? Because she now understands the word of God. And I told the lady, you were just being a mental assenter. Else, low self-esteem would have died. You think because you are in Payongu, you are finished. You are disadvantaged. Because you grew in Wadata. Or because you grew in a waste street. No. It doesn't matter who grew in Maitama or Johannesburg or whatsoever. It's their own cup of tea. You are in this world. Didn't you read your Bible? But you are not of the world. Did you read your Bible? That you've been carefully and wonderfully crafted. God took time on you. And now he lives in you. And you allow people to defy you. And you think you will not marry the best husband. The reason you are falling cheap is because you think this guy is so much handsome. I don't deserve it. It's a privilege that he came and asked me out. Who says that? In fact, the beautiful ones are not yet born. This one is just passing by. If you can neglect this one, the next one you will see, you will know that God decrees. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Don't look on yourself. Say, look at this man, oh God, who am I to deserve this man? Who are you? Let him go if he wants to go. Tell somebody, let him go. Let him go. And some people are scared of talking to their neighbors. Maybe it's their boyfriend. I say, turn to your neighbor and say, let him go. Don't be scared. I'm not saying break up. I mean, let him go if he's a wrong person. Do you understand? But before you say let him go, don't ask you after church. You mean what you say. You mean what you say. If they are looking down on you, let him go. If she's, and guess who used to have a problem? If she's looking down on you, let her go. Telling you to buy wig every week until you become weak. Let her go. Walk away. Tell the young man beside you, walk away. How can you buy wig for three weeks? You go weak, oh. Walk away. You know, one time I wanted to buy wig for my wife. I bought her, but I was shocked. Hair that God did not create on her. You're calling 300,000, 500,000. I said, I just wanted to ask. I'm on a mission. I was just trying to do something this day. I'm carrying out a project, so I had to ask price of wigs, not because I wanted to buy. I passed. And I called my sister. I said, give me one that I can buy. You know, the first time I told her, I said, send me price. She not said it costly. She said, it's not for my auntie want to buy. She, my auntie cannot wear that type. I said, okay. You know, and I said to myself, all these young men, God will be helping you. You got a job of 200K. You know, you will not be doing the job. You know, look at one girl. See the kind of wig she wears, reaching her waist. You now say, hey, I like you. You like what? Some young men, they like to kill themselves very early. What is their salary? 200, they just increase it to 200,000. If they even cut tax, it's 180,000. Some have an inside internship, they are collecting 75. They want to steal. You gather salary for 3 months to buy a week. Let God lead you. If God leads you, it doesn't. You know, me sometimes I have some biases. You are a student. You are in 300 level. You are in 200 level. You are wearing a wig of 500. Wallahi, I will never come close to you. We'll only be greeting. Except your father is a politician, I understand. But if he's not, see how they are looking at me. I'm telling you my mind. You think I'm lying. Am I back? Ask my teacher, she was coming close to me in school. I was running away from her. Then why I was scared of her? Because I was seeing some of her wig. They look expensive. And I knew I can't buy for her. When she came and asked me out. I mean, when I asked her out of it. I just did. I said, I can't buy you this kind of wig. So. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, am I saying that God cannot give you a classy looking somebody? No, he can. But you see, when somebody you look to, who is your father? I say, my father is a civil servant, level 9. Okay, who is your mother? My mother sells, she has a business. Okay, how much is this week? 1.5. What? You are putting a plot of land on your head? Plot of land. Misplaced priority. And let me just chip this. Should I talk about this more? Because Christian ladies have to understand, you can't be saving to buy wig. Do all back straight to the point. Buy land. You'll be talking about these women that are very influential, these Christian women that are influential. Go and check how they live their lives. They were not like you looking for money to buy wig. Honey, I saw this wig. How much is it? 500K. When they were like you, they were investing and learning things. They were investing even in crypto. If you are a lady that if you want to buy something, it's at the mercy of a man. Something is wrong. If you want to buy something, it is at the mercy of a man. There's problem, oh. The only people are shouting, Kai, 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 Kai. there is problem. Say our church is calm now. I'm not shouting again. Everybody weak. At first, they just appear blood first. We just the blood first. Everywhere is blood first. What is prophet talking about? They should pass this topic very fast. This is the last, we are finished preaching. This is Jara. I finished preaching. I was talking to ladies one time. I said, see Moses Bliss. People are just doing, putting bows straight and the rest of this saga. One girl just came one day and with her hair, that her hair was not even complete that time. I saw her hair. It was not really long. It was very short. She had to try to arrange it to be a little bit long. She just do one dance like this and dance like this. The man now said, that's my wife. Go to Instagram and see Instagram by this. Line up with wigs. The man, a millionaire, he saw that this is the one God should. You think any reasonable man will look at it? Tell somebody be humble. Inside, outside, shout be humble. That's good. Be humble. Are you listening to me? You know, I watch a comedy. The guy said it was a talk show, not comedy. The lady said, is it bad? She said, okay, is it bad for a woman to go to the club? The men now said it is bad. So now I said, what? There are some men that are okay going to club with their women. They know what the man now said. The person interviewed them, he said they are weak men. They are weak men. How many of you want Nigeria to change? You want the world to change. You want to see a new day on the earth, isn't it? Where there are no bandits, thieves, and the rest, isn't it? For it to change. You see, the way bandits are sinners, that's how prostitutes are sinners. They are going to the same hellfire. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, do we want sinners to exist? No. That means we don't want bandits and still what? Prostitutes. And still womanizers. We don't want them. We want a change. And it starts from this basic foundation. Right now that you want to get married, see, that is why Satan will fight the right marriages. You are meant for each other. He will fight the relationship. He wants you to go and marry somebody that will make sure at age 40, you have given up on love and marriage. See, somebody who is married at age 40, a woman or a man, they've broken up, you know, they are divorced, they are there with their child, they are fighting in the court for who to own the child. Have you seen cases like that? It is always at the foundation. Satan will fight them at the foundation. To make sure they marry wrongly. It starts now. Love yourself so much as a woman. Love yourself so much as a man. Wait for the right person. Don't be under pressure. This guy, he must be the one. This woman, she must be the one. No! Rest in God. Are you listening to me? Rest in God. And of course, one of the dangers, one of the problems is all these people saying, oh, we must marry their tribe. Who told you that rubbish? Marry a good man. Which one is your tribe? Marry a good woman. When the Lord shows you, you marry. You are not marrying a tribe. You are marrying a woman. You are marrying a man. But one time my brother said, we'll marry Idoma. I was telling my parents the other day. I said, I agree. Hallelujah to Jesus. Shout amen. Glory to God forevermore. Where is this? I shouted, I agree. Amen. Is here. Where is he? He's at the back. Okay. Igede people that say they want to marry, they don't want to marry. One of our pastors is in love with an Igede girl. We agree. They are almost married. We agree. As long as there's one family member, we'll join. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Tell your neighbor, we agree. It don't matter. You see a fine thief boy, what do you say? I agree. Some of them are not answering. Say, I agree. Thief boy, you see an Idoma girl. You what? We've been called out from every tribe, people like what? Nation. Don't be behaving like you have not passed through the blood of Jesus.
And after every small thing, you shout, "Blood of Jesus!" It has washed you first. Wash old mentality. These are things that will change our country. It starts now. Invest the right values in the lives of people. Are you listening to me? As a woman, don't wait for a man. Learn a skill. Start investing in yourself. Have your own shop. Every man will fear you. He can't talk to you anyhow. He will fear you. I'm not saying they will not marry you. Only foolish men will refuse to marry women that have money. Only foolish men. Say, "Why don't you want to marry her?" Say, "She has money. She will not be able to respect man." That's a foolish man. Wait for us. We'll come and marry you. I mean, for my boys. Look up. We will marry. Wait. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forever, Mom. I hope you are getting blessed. Glory to God. Don't be begging for money online. How are you? My gas, I'm finished. How is your day going? Bad. Why? I've not paid my school fees. Is it your father that you are chatting with? Why are you sharing your problem online? Every guy will run away from you. Some of you, your husband have ran away from you because of gas money. Gas money. Not that I cannot give you gas money, but just one greeting, you have said that you don't have gas. You have bring your bad character. Sharp. You couldn't even hide it. How are you? Not fine. Why? I have not saw. Oh, you are chatty. Ladies think I'm lying. You lost your husband that way. You think I'm lying. When we are done and you listen to me, you will get, some of you will marry this year. If you listen to what I'm saying, they will marry you this year. Let mercy prevail over judgment. Are you here tonight? Men, am I saying the right thing?
Of course.
Use the phone you can afford. How can you be... You don't have a job, you are aiming iPhone 15. iPhone 16, 14. What is your job? What do you do? You are looking for a phone of 1.something million. As now, girl. Why? Is that not witchcraft? Why your techno? AI is there to make the picture look real. Are you getting blessed, this wonderful you? Some of you don't like this part of the preaching. This is the only part you don't like. But you must receive it. I thank God, this church, nobody can correct me when I'm going to preach it. Pastor, I don't agree with you. Keep your disagreement to yourself. Just hear me. Is that okay? If you listen to me, I tell you, most of you will stand married this year. This year. I know some people say marriage is not the hungry man. I know it's hungry you. You don't just want to look like he's not hungry. Say the truth. You wish you can marry. And don't be collecting kids anyhow, because the gift of a man, don't be collecting, and don't be visiting anyhow. You remember one lady that accused somebody of rape, listen. They say, don't visit a lady if you are not married, you don't want to hear. They'll accuse you of rape. Until they did investigation and found that as long as a woman cried, you are finished. When I saw that thing, I told myself, I said, all those boys they used to want, don't allow a lady visit you. Irregular. See now, then she put some mark on her face and ran, cried to the VDM, almost stood up with his force. We'll kill that man, only for him to discover that it was framed. I hope everybody heard me. I've tried my best. I've done my best. Kopa Akaba. Celebrate Jesus. I preached for some time and I did small motivational speaking at the end to inspire you. Is it balance? We go back home and think about this. If we want a new Nigeria, this is how we must start thinking. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And everything will change.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.